Aware for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Coalition candidate Catherine Deaves has hit back at her critics, saying the silent majority of Australians support her campaign to protect women's sport. Speaking in her first print interview since coming under fire for historic social media posts about transgender athletes, Ms. Deaves also said that if elected, she would be a far better advocate for local issues like aged care, cost of living and infrastructure, with a seat in the coalition party room, than current Warringah MP Zali Steggall. While Ms. Deaves has apologised and said she regretted that some of the language she used in her tweets offended some people, she also said the overall issue of protecting women's sport was resonating across the country. And to read more, you can with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app. Fears that desperately needed homes won't be built have been raised after job commencement nosedived in the last quarter of 2021. The Australian Bureau of Statistics reports the number of dwellings commenced in the December quarter dropped to 13,700, down from 17,500 in the preceding period. According to the Master Builders Association, the cost of building supplies have soared by 15.4% over the past year, the highest since 1980. MBA Executive Director Brian Seidler said the price rise is shocking and would heap more pressure on builders. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The health services union's calling for an overhaul of the ambulance network with 2,500 more paramedics and localised stations to meet spiralling demand. The union says resource-starved paramedics are struggling to reach patients on time before spending lengthy periods locked outside hospitals waiting to hand over the patient. HSU Secretary Jared Hayes says the June state budget needs to address ambulance delays and backlogs and increase pay for paramedics. A spokesman for New South Wales Ambulance said the workforce has been impacted by high numbers of Omicron cases in the community. And NRL calls for Matt Burton to make his State of Origin debut will grow louder after the 22-year-old produced two brilliant plays in Canterbury's shock win over the Roosters. But Burton's heard it all before and wants to focus on the Bulldogs after snapping a six-game losing streak to relieve pressure on coach Trent Barrett. The grounded approach helped Burton last year when people were suggesting he should make the New South Wales team just after a handful of games for Penrith. He won a premiership at left centre last year and has shifted to a more familiar role in the halves to show Blues coach Brad Fittler he can fit in anywhere if selected. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.